From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love. This week, community builders are recognized for their social contribution. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. Last year, over 80 senior citizens in Cherry, a small community in West Central St. Catherine, were honored for their contribution to community development. This year, on New Year's Day, the Cherry Youth Society honored 22 persons who have contributed to so many lives by providing educational opportunities, employment, and other essential services. The recipients were given plaques and certificates and were feted at an appreciation ceremony organized by the group. Cherry Youth Society member Kenesha Brown says it's about giving back to those who already give so much to their fellow men.
We wanted to uplift the community members. We want to encourage them, give back, and also assist in whatever way we can to those that might need assistance. And also we aim to identify individuals who have served the community well and who have also played some sort of positive role towards our youth and their development.
She adds that the initiative also helped unite the community, as the team received strong support from young people in the neighborhood who are not directly associated with the nonprofit group. The honorees represent the backbone of Cherry, the artisans, the employers, the village mothers and fathers who opened their homes, offering help whenever it was needed. Fitzalbert Brown was one such stalwart honored on January 1. He has spent decades training young men, including one who is the son of a former employer. When the young man's father died, Mr. Brown took the small boy under his wing, taught him how to survive with a trade, and helped him to start an independent life.
A lot of youngsters, a lot of big tradesmen now. Some of them is in foreign, but God helped me to help them. Because the little that I learned, I tried to teach them so that they could be able to help themselves.
Meanwhile, another honoree, local business owner Alfredo Jennings, highlighted that there is often great personal and economic risk to extending help, adding that sometimes local employers face the decision of putting their workers' needs above their own.
We, the employers, don't have it as easy as it seems to some of the employees. It's always sometimes sleepless nights, hard thinking and risk to keep the employees in their employment. It's not easy, but we as employers always try our best to ensure that the employees is satisfied and have money to take home to their family.
Owner of New York-based company Corporate Doctors, Arnold Mangal, says he came to visit the community with a friend for the holiday and was so moved by the benevolence of the young people, he decided to offer additional financial support to the cause.
Here at Cherry, I could tell you what is hospitality. This love that I'm feeling takes me back. I tell you, I'm hoping I will be back for the third annual celebration.
Press Secretary in the Office of the Governor General, Sonia Sims, who was present for the ceremony, said she was impressed with the passion of the residents for serving each other.
The service you all give to your community exemplify the way all Jamaicans should live to bring an end to the negativity which have been plaguing our community. And I must say, I am really impressed with how the community has come together, the way how the young people serve the older folks, and the way how the older folks are serving and passing on values to the young people. Is a reflection of what my boss, His Excellency, would always say, using what is right with Jamaica to fix what's wrong with Jamaica.
She further encouraged them to continue their good work and, in so doing, inspire other community members to adopt similar practices. The theme for this year's appreciation dinner was Transforming Lives, Shaping the Future, in honor of the men and women who have given their time and resources to make the community of Cherry and the nation a better place to live in. We've come to the end of today's program. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.